Beginning in 1920, the 18th Amendment made the manufacture and consumption of alcohol illegal until it was repealed in 1933. During that time, something known as a speakeasy became commonplace, a secret location to get a drink. We head underground on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
You may have heard of Butte, Montana, but you may not have realized just how big this city was a century ago.
In the early part of the 20th century, each individual shift had 10,000 men working underground here. There were three shifts a day, so that put 30,000 miners working in any one given day.
All told, nearly 100,000 people lived in Butte around the beginning of the 20th century. Denny Dutton is a history buff who loves to share Butte's intriguing history with others. Butte was a place for hard work and fast living.
We had a huge number of speakeasies, probably as many as any city in the U.S. per capita. And of course, along with that came a large prostitution, Butte being the second largest other than the Barbary Coast in the West.
A speakeasy is the term for places where one could buy alcohol during Prohibition. Denny worked at uncovering some of the city's history and, in this instance, literally found one of those old speakeasies tucked away under Butte.
Now, this is built as a beautiful hotel in 1912. We believe this was a lobby down here. It has terrazzo tile floors, hardwood up about halfway, arch ceilings.
This area underneath the old hotel wasn't easily accessible, though. As Denny explains, you needed to know someone who could direct you to such an illegal establishment.
You would have to have a password, and they would only give that to you if they really thought you should be there. Now, you'd come down, knock on the door, a fellow would move a little flapper back, and he would ask you to speak easy. The reason he would do that, he didn't want you just yelling out whatever the password was so somebody else could hear it.
Today, much of Butte's underground history is put on display for tourists to see. Traveling the countryside in Butte, Montana, I'm Andrew McRae.